RadioMD.com.
Your eyes are the window to your health. Time to learn more with Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Thank you for joining me today. I thought of something that was so basic and that very few people know. People think that a cataract is a film over the eye. Well, that is not the case. And that keeping it as a mystery does not allow us to analyze what to do about it. And in fact, maybe there's nothing to do about it because cataracts do not have to progress. We certainly have an epidemic of cataracts, and you might be interested to know that the top three costs to Medicaid and Medicare in the United States are eye-related. Number one is now injections in the eye for macular degeneration. Number two is cataracts, which used to be the leader. And number three is lasering the after-cataract membrane. So it's an issue, and prevention of cataracts is a big issue. It's a leading cause of blindness around the world. And so millions of people are suffering and do not get the care they get in developed countries. Although cataracts can occur in people of all age, they occur usually in older people. And maybe half of people over 65 have cataracts. But many of my colleagues look in an eye and they see some haze. You know, if you give a guy a tool and it's a hammer, everything starts to look like a nail. So we need to be a little more cautious because we can't categorize and measure a cataract so well. Cataracts come in different sizes and different shapes. There's three layers in the lens. There's the nucleus, the center one. That's your usual older age cataract that progresses slowly. There is the soft cortical one that comes from a lot of solar exposure and was seen in the Chesapeake, Waterman, etc. That is less annoying, gives a little extra glare, but not as much a problem. And then there's the layer just underneath the back capsule, where the few cells that live in the lens of the eye, the crystalline lens of the eye, are affected. And when it's in the back capsule, right in the center of your visual axis, it is significant. That can happen with steroids, x-rays, and diabetes. The cataract is an occlusion, a change, an opacity in the crystalline lens of the eye. The lens is about 35 to 36% protein. And when these proteins denature and break down, then you get some opacification and yellowing. And that absorbs some of the light that comes into the eye, and it also reflects and scatters some of the light that comes in the eye. So if you're looking at a tree, you may not see the same shape and distinguishing the leaves and actually even see the color a little different because of the opacity in the lens. So it's very specialized fibers, and the lens actually comes from skin. It is a skin derivative. And being a skin derivative, it means it would like to heal at times. But we will get back to that in the future. We know there's several layers, but what we don't know, or people usually don't know, is there's no blood supply and no nerve to the lens of the eye. So the eye is like a camera. It comes through the cornea, through the lens, focuses on the retina. So having nerves or blood vessels would interfere with that focusing mechanism. But the downside is you don't have any plumbing to get rid of breakup and debris. So it accumulates, and that accumulation is essentially a cataract. So the symptoms might be pretty obvious, seeing glare, especially at night. A reduction in vision far more at distance than at near. That's very distinguishing characteristic between macular degeneration, which has greater impact close than at distance. Requiring more light to read. Glasses seem dirty. People often come in saying, oh, my glasses, I need a change. Halos around light when it gets pretty mature. Fatigue when reading. Inability to have depth perception. and development of so-called second sight. The guy who's far-sighted and has to wear glasses all the time at distance and near, all of a sudden doesn't need them for driving anymore. That's second sight. Teleologically, cataracts were a great advantage to people because it meant that old folks could then still be useful to the Native American or Eskimo tribe because they could sew, they could cook, even if they could no longer hunt. So life was interesting back in the day, but now we're a little less delighted with that opacification. And it happens because our ozone layer has thinned. Rabbits in Patagonia, dogs in Australia are getting more and more cataracts. Actually, our own animals are. Smoking is a major cause. Photosensitizing drugs. There are at least 1,000 drugs, you have to ask your pharmacist, will increase the impact of light, UV light, hitting the lens of the eye and breaking down the necessary proteins in the lens. They're called photosensitizers. Some are so obvious you get skin redness from it. Others are so subtle you don't know why you're getting skin redness and changes in the pigment in your skin. Steroids speed up cataracts, and now it seems that statins do as well. So one has to be cautious in our choice of drugs. High sugar diets, high fat diets are both seen as having a higher risk of causing cataract formation. So we have an interesting situation that many of our leisure time spent with fast foods and enjoying the sun or the beach are actually detrimental to the lens of the eye. And incidentally, what is detrimental for the lens of the eye also can affect the retina, which is a delicate film of retinal photoreceptors that can get broken down and sometimes not repaired. All of your nutrition for your eye, because it's a bag of water with two clear lenses, is in your liver. And so it's so important to have good nutrition. My father, at age 68, developed nuclear cataracts. At age 90, he still had 20/20 vision with his nuclear cataracts. So the take-home message here is just because your doctor says you may have a cataract does not necessarily mean it is operable or necessary. So it's just a time to take note of what you're doing with your lifestyle, what you're doing with your diet, what you're doing with your glasses. And there are certain nutrients that will help. I've written a book called The Eye Care Revolution, and there's tons of information in the cataract chapter. But one of the things I've included that's pretty recent is the last 10 years, L-acyl carnosine, has been used to reform the proteins in the lens. In other words, you can actually stop cataracts. So we did a study over 3 years and found everybody stopped their cataracts, and a few people actually reversed them. So it's important to know there are drops out there, there are pills out there, there are nutrients out there that can actually help your eyes. If they can help our coughing, then we're really in great shape. So, a cataract is a hazy lens of the eye. It's caused because there's no backup nutrient level except for the circulating fluid and your liver. It's important to get an eye exam periodically, but recognize how you view the quality of your life. The function of your eye is more important than what we as the doctors see in your eyes. So we will discuss this more in future segments. And in fact, our next segment will talk about some of the nuances of cataract surgery, which is extremely successful. But you want to wait until you really need to have it. So it's important to get as much information as you can. I'm Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes, and I bring this information to you. Stay tuned and listen to this segment on a podcast or other segments on RadioMD.com.